Everybody, what's up, everybody? What's up? I'm George Mossy. It's a George Mossy show. Gina and I are going to help. Well, we're going to assist everyone. Everyone here is going to help us unpack this episode, episode 3 of The Last Resort, season 2. This was the episode, guys. This was the one that we were waiting on. It was the confrontation between Jasmine and Sophie and Natalie, and we're gonna break it down. We're gonna get into this. This is the episode that we deserve. It was only an hour long, too, by the way. I watched a little bit of the Between the Sheets before I started. They weren't talking about anything new. Gina, where'd you go? Gina was here and then she left. Hi, 90 Days in Life. Hi, Meljoy, Green Eyes, Jax. Everybody, happy Monday. Hope you're having a good day. There you are.
Hi. Sorry.
Hello. So it was only an hour tonight, but I was thoroughly, thoroughly entertained, right? I was thoroughly entertained. The club scene was most of the scene, but I want to talk about everything that led up to this confrontation, because we were talking in the morning. Julia was talking about this comment that Natalie made about Sophie, which is interesting. Hey, Jay Queasy, that Natalie had been talking shit about Sophie. And Josh said something interesting tonight. He said that anywhere that there's a pretty woman or pretty women, he can't bring Natalie because she's insecure around pretty women. So, and we kind of saw that tonight, right? Like she attacked Sophie. And I think what really bothered me about the attack, she attacked her and then she ran away. I don't like that.
Yeah.
She stormed away, she attacked her and she ran away, and little did she know Jasmine was going to come after her. But it all started off from a comment that Natalie said that Sophie's ass was plastic. This is where we're starting out, right? This is the pettiness that got us to this confrontation where somebody could have actually got hurt. That was glass. And she didn't knock the drink down. She knocked it up. So technically, somebody could have gotten hurt, right? Like, I'm not a drink thrower. I know my bestie used to be a drink thrower, you know, but it could, depending on the type of glass or cup, you can't actually hurt someone. Wait, the Diva Speak says, I'm disgusted that the older ladies were starting the shit. Oh, okay. So how do you feel about that, Gina? The mature married women were the one at the root of the mess. How do you feel about that?
Natalie is not even mature, so she's older than Sophie. And then, like, I wrote down, all these women just want to cause drama, and they're just stirring the pot, and it keeps going. I don't know what the tactic is behind it to, like, mess up marriages.
They could have been brought to the club, and they were probably told, start shit with each other, right? Like, because if everybody's getting along and everything is going well, we're gonna be bored. So it could be that they were like, oh, well, if y'all wanna have a free day, because notice there was no therapy in this episode, there was no counseling, there was no sessions, it was just drinking. And you know, when you send people out to drink, things tend to happen. Like Benny, we're gonna talk about Benny real quick. Benny was dancing with all the women, right? And he did like a flip with Julia back at the resort, which, you know, it looked a little sketch, right? Like, I mean, there's doing a flip or whatever. What he does, he's like an acrobatic, right? I think that's what you call it. He's very acrobatic. He does these flips. He flipped Gino. So we can't say that he was just the women. He flipped Gino, then he flipped Julia. And Brandon didn't say anything either time. He didn't say when Benny was flipping his wife or dancing with his wife, which makes me think that he doesn't have such a huge issue with his wife. You know, he's calling her a stripper. I feel like he would be a little more protective. Like, I feel like he would have said something that morning when she was flipped upside down with her ass in Benny's face. I feel like that would have been something that would have bothered him, right?
I think it's because Benny's a performer and so is Julia, right? They both perform differently, but they're both performers, right? So they both got it. Whereas, like, it's in a safe space, I want to call it. Not really safe space when they're at the resort. So they all know each other. And are we doing Brandon and Julia right now? Or should I just leave my comment to that?
No, we're all over the place. Go ahead. Go
Okay,
ahead.
okay, okay. I just wanted to confirm. And so obviously Brandon was just like not in front of other people because obviously he doesn't have an issue if it's Benny or Gino or whatnot, but he has an issue with people he doesn't know staring at his wife's
Oh,
parts,
so since
obviously.
these are other cast members, it wasn't that serious.
Exactly.
Because,
For him, it wasn't that serious, I don't think, but in my per
well,
like I was right about that comment I said last week that he just wants to change mold Julia and change her so she can settle down to be a mom because he said that's not how moms act.
yeah, I caught that comment too. And it was, "Hey, bestie, hey, Kim." I
Hey,
think
Kim.
it's really weird that he's young and he wants his wife to be a mom and not have fun. But she, Julia, said it many times. She's like, "Brandon doesn't go out. He's not social. He doesn't do anything. He goes to work. He comes home. He's boring." And Julia's in her early mid-20s. Oh shit, late 20s now. I'm thinking when we first met her. And she's at the point where she wants to have a good time. And I don't blame her for not wanting to end her fun and have a kid. Like, why end your 20s abruptly by having a child? Because let's be realistic, Julio's gonna be at home raising a baby and Brandon is gonna be out working. That's always, men always are like, "Oh, let's have a baby." It's not really let's, because men get to go to work. And a lot of men will say, "Oh, well, that's not a break." It's a break enough. If you've been around kids, going to work is a break than dealing with a child, because at work you get a lunch, you get a break, you get a smoke break if you smoke. With a kid, you walk away for 15 minutes, the kid's dead. Okay? Like, you don't get a break. "Oh, thanks, bestie. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I love my new space. I'm really happy with my new space. Thank you." But yeah, I think that Brandon, okay, somebody said on Twitter, "Brandon is looking for someone that's just like his mom that he can have sex with." And I think you said it first, right? You said it last week. You were like, "Well, he wants like Betty, but not Betty, but someone who acts identical to Betty, because that turns him on," which, weird, but it is exactly what he wants. He wants a mother figure that he can sleep with. And I think Julia's not that person. Julia is too, she's too free-spirited to do that. So how do you feel? I don't know how I would feel if I was at a bar and the girl I was with was dancing on the bar with her shirt hanging out, her boobs hanging out. I don't know how I would feel. I like to believe I'm secure and I'm not jealous, but I also know that I'm a human being. And it does bother you when you feel like what you think is yours is on display for everyone else. Like, I don't know. I feel like it would bother me.
Been there, done that. So in my, early 20s phase, because legal
Wait,
drinking age is
were
19
you a
here.
bar? Were you on the bar dancer?
Not on the bar, but sometimes if you get enough booze in me and it was like my birthday for a special occasion and I knew the owners, they would let me dance on the bar and they'd be like, okay, you're done. Like, hop off. But
Really?
and at that time I was seeing somebody, but it was basically we would disperse at the club. He would go his way, I'd go my way, but we always knew at the end of the night we're going home with each other, right? So there was no flirting with anybody else. I didn't have my butt hanging out, but you like it's a woman's body, it's her choice and
True, true.
how she flaunts it, whether or not she's giving the goods up. She wasn't at a strip club. She's not taking off her clothes. She's just showing a little bit more than to the human eye.
Yeah, and a lot of people, because there's a lot of people on OnlyFans and they're in relationships, right? I actually learned people that are married and their wife will have an OnlyFans and it works for them. So, right, like, because looking and touching, like you said, they're two different things. Hey, photo mom, they're two different things. It's not the same as her going out and giving it away to someone. But we're gonna
Exactly.
learn, they're gonna be a scene later in the season about
Her
Julia
cheating.
cheating on Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming. So I understand why he reacted the way that he acted if she really cheated, because sometimes people use that word and it'll be they were DMing someone or they were texting someone. Cheating, I know, and there's different forms of cheating, but for me, physical cheating is one of the worst, other than emotional cheating. Like, if you're texting someone you shouldn't be texting, it's immoral. but it's not technically like you're in another relationship, especially like if those people have never met face to face. Because remember, in the beginning, Sophie accused Rob of cheating on her, but it was people that he had never really met in real life. Remember, he was texting girls who had OnlyFans pages or whatever, which it's still bad, right? Like, it's still bad. If you're engaged to be married, you sure as hell shouldn't be doing that, but it's not the same as her coming home and finding another physical person in her house with him. That would be way worse.
I think Julia's just bored. She doesn't want to play house anymore. She's done. She's over it. She wants to have, she wants her cake and to eat it too. She wants the party, but she wants the green card. Like, she wants.
So, do you think that she actually is bored of him?
Yeah.
Like, do you think when she came over here, she wanted a safe choice? She wanted somebody who was going to work and take care of her and get her her green card. And now, do you think now that she has everything she wanted, she's bored? She would rather be with somebody else. She would rather have a partying husband or boyfriend.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, Brandon is cool, but he is a boring guy, right? Like, there's nothing that screams fun about Brandon. Like, if I was having a birthday party, I would ask him to maybe plan it, but he doesn't have to come. You know, like, I feel like he could plan it well, but he wouldn't bring any other fun to the actual party. He's not somebody that I'm like, oh, I would hang out with him, I would have a good time. I've never thought that about him. He's a very laid back, low key, mama's boy, right? You know, and it's interesting because she's so wild. And again, nothing wrong with her being wild. She's a free woman. She's married, but like you said, if she wants to go on OnlyFans, if she wants to dance on a pole, who are we to tell her not to, right? Like, her husband is her husband, but he doesn't own her body. He doesn't own, you know, he doesn't take away her rights of what she wants to do. Oh, so Ariella locked herself in the bathroom for like an hour and a half. So they go to the club, and Ariella locks herself in the bathroom. And I think the funniest part is people noticed right away, but she wouldn't come out of the bathroom, so everyone just went about their day. Like, they just left her in there and was like, eh, if you want to stay in the bathroom all night, you can stay in the bathroom all night. Which I thought was a good move because she's such a drama queen. You know, she was pissed because Benny spoke to everyone that morning. Remember last week, he went to the breakfast, he said hi to everyone and ignored her. But you have to remember, they haven't been together for a year. She keeps referring to him as her husband. On paper, yes. Are they in an actual relationship? No. They don't live together. Right. They don't live together. They don't interact with each other. He probably only talks to her when he wants to talk to Avi. It's not a real thing. So I feel like she's using his passwords as manipulation and blackmail. And then tonight she's like, oh, I'll give you your passwords back, but I need you to do things. And she started laying out terms. And I think that pissed me off even more. Because I was like, okay, so this is basically what happens. Remember that one Liam Neeson movie where they hold people ransom? Yeah. So basically, I go to your house, right? And while you aren't looking, I steal your phone. And then I call you the next day and I'm like, Gina, I have your phone. And you're like, what? Give me my phone. I was like, oh, I'm going to give you your phone, but I need you to do this for me, this for me, this for me, and this. That's literally what she's doing, right?
She's basically providing him oral terms and conditions. Like, not even written terms and conditions, oral terms and conditions for him to get what he wants back. So,
but it's his property. Exactly. It's like, and it makes me worry because she probably has primary custody of their son, right? So say, for instance, they get divorced. She's going to have primary custody. And what if she considers the passwords the same as Avi? She can hold it hostage unless she gets the terms that she wants. And that's so unfair. Because so many fathers go through that where the mother is like, oh, you don't want to be with me, so I'm going to make it impossible for you to see your child. Even though the father might want to see the child.
She just
might
wanted do the same thing. All the attention on her. Because honestly, if you have anxiety, like, I don't know, every anxiety levels are different. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to be in a locked bathroom in a small little space? Right? Like a lot of people, maybe, I don't know, I'm not a professional, I never really get anxiety a lot, but from what I've witnessed, like, you have to be, like, open. Like, look at, like, Statler, right? At least they're out in the open, middle of the water, or whatever, but, like, and that was her anxiety level, was being on the boat, but she needed to be left alone, right? And I get that. Ari, go home. No one wants you there. go, just go home. Whoa. No one, like, you are not irrelevant to this situation nor the club scene. Just go home.
I think Diva Speak says her goals always have a motive. So whatever she wants or whatever she does has a motive. And I think you're right. I think she's manipulating him into getting what she wants. And I kind of feel like that's kind of what their relationship has always been. And I think he figured her out. That's why they've been separated.
She and wasn't even drunk in the washroom. If she was drunk, usually a lot of drunk girls will be in the washroom for like an hour. But she wasn't even intoxicated to be in the washroom for an hour.
She wasn't. I don't even think she was there long enough to have more than one drink. Because they started dancing literally right when they came in. And she stayed in the bathroom and literally the entire night.
I'd be kicking through that door open. If I have to go, I have to go. I've used the men's washroom before because of girls that can't finish, like, go do their business quickly and wash their hands and get out. I've done that before, and I've used the men's washroom.
Well, she used the bathroom as, like, a hotel room, like a holding
a safe haven
stall
for her.
Yeah, like,
but
she was just like, oh, I'm
to
just
be in the washroom for an hour. That's disgusting.
And you know, the club bathrooms are nasty. They're very, very gross. You don't want to spend too much time in there because drunk people don't have the best aim. No. You know, it's usually the worst. So yeah, I usually spend very, very little time in the club bathroom, if any. Right? You know, if I have to, I have to, but I'm not going to be hanging out and texting and making TikToks.
Hold it in until I got home. I'm not using those bathrooms.
That's how I am at some of the theme parks, not the big ones, but like some of the lower end theme parks, their bathrooms are like gas station. It's like really, really nasty. So yeah, you have to find a good gas station on the way back home that you can
go
to.
Once you break the seal, it's game over.
Yeah, it is. All right, so I want to talk about this altercation because, I want to mention one other thing that Natalie mentioned first. So she said at breakfast, Josh has never got her booked on any jobs because they were like, Josh is good to you or whatever. And she's like, well, how? He doesn't get me booked at any jobs. I'm like, well, he's not your manager. He's not your agent. And also, I did some digging. And Josh owns Preview Models with two other guys that are co-owners. And Preview Models is not a modeling agency. It's a production company. So Josh's production company doesn't book anyone. Never has, never will. So the way it works is you pay Josh's company a set amount of money. I believe it's between $3,000 and $5,000. And they then teach you in class form like how to be a model, how to conduct
yourself. It's a John Casablancas, but not in the mall.
Yes, 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 correct, accurate. So yeah, they teach you how to do the runway, how to walk, how to conduct yourself in this industry. And then they get you in front of agents. They have no say in whether or not those agents want to book you. That's up to them. So I think she's not even sure what he does for a living. Because I was like, if you're dating him, supposedly, quotations, you should know that his company, right, you should know that his company doesn't actually book anything. He's not a booking agent. He doesn't have a modeling agency. There's no agents that work for him. It is a separate entity. And like you said, there's lots of companies that do this exact same thing. When I was younger, there was one called Barbizon.
Yes.
Right? Remember
yes,
Barbizon?
Yes.
So I was there and giving them my money thinking I was cute. So there's one called Barbizon and it does the same thing. They teach you how to be a model, but they can't actually make you a model because they're not actually a modeling agency. So it's funny because Natalie is like, he won't invite me to Vegas. He won't get me booked. And it sounds to me like Natalie wants everything from Josh. Because I used to think, well, maybe she just really likes him and she wants to be in a relationship. But I don't see that. I see that she's been asking for things since the very beginning. Remember? And then she said tonight, she was like, he made me move from Florida to California. And I was like, see, that's a big ass lie. Because I remember the last season of The Single Life and The Tell All, he said, I can't even count how many times he was like, I've told her not to move to California. I told her not to move to California. Don't move for me. He doesn't live in California, right? So that was the main takeaway for me. I was like, well, why would he make you move to California for him when he doesn't live in California. That's how, and it's, she's so delusional.
It's a stopover booty call in California when he goes there.
He works a lot in Cali. So yeah, it would have been easier, but he, I hate to be Team Josh here, but he never told her, pack your stuff and leave Florida and go to California. That was all done on her. And he kept telling her over and over. I remember when she was moving and when she first arrived, because remember she arrived and he didn't come see her for like a week and a half. And she was pissed off. And she's like, I moved all the way here. You won't even come see me. And the first thing he said when he got there was, I didn't tell you to move.
She's got all these like DeLulu stories popped up in her head like a perfect soap opera. So whatever story she wants to make up in her head, by all means,
I think
no one's gonna buy it.
She's the only one that believes him. It's like she drinks her own Kool-Aid. Like she believes everything because Josh is like, I never told you to move, and I never told you. And he said he admitted tonight he did invite Sophie to Vegas. Remember we were talking about it, but we all saw the text messages. Remember the text messages got leaked. How did you feel about the tone of the text? Josh says that there was no romantic or flirting tone. Rob said they were sketchy. So what? How did you read them, right? Did you read the text messages when they got leaked?
I probably did, but it was some time ago, so I couldn't go back to find them. I had to write notes on here. So I don't know. Like, that's the thing with text messages. They're portrayed differently than if you're having a conversation with somebody over the phone. So it is what the interpretation is to somebody else reading it. Like, and then, I don't know. So it's basically, it's a he said, she said situation in terms of the text message and how it was portrayed.
I read them. It was, okay, I'll put it like this. If they were my text messages and I was married, I wouldn't want my wife to see them.
Okay.
Because, right. Well, because then, the way I read it, he was like, hey, we're going to be on this show. How are you? I'd love to see you. Maybe we can get to know each other. It was, if my wife read it.
It's coming back to me now.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, it's coming back to me now.
Yeah, if my wife read it, I would feel like I'm in trouble. And he might, because he's like, oh, well, it was innocent. And I was like, well, you're talking to her. Okay, so he knew about Rob. Why not add them both to a group chat and say, hey, we're all going to be on this show. We should all go to Vegas.
Link up or go for lunch or go for dinner. Okay, yeah. It's all coming back to me now. It was quite some time ago. That's why.
Yeah, it was before the first episode premiered. The text messages came out. And I don't know. I read them. Some people disagree with me. Some people are like, I don't see that. He's not asking to sleep with her or anything. And I was like, well, this is the beginning stages of that.
It's right? Subliminal messaging.
Yes.
Like,
it's like showing that you're interested.
Yeah.
Showing that, you know.
Sliding into the DM.
The fire emojis on her butt pics. It's leading into.
Yeah, it's just different things leading up to it. It's controversial.
They were a little sketch. Like, I think Rob was right. They were sketch. Oh, so the Divas wants to remind everybody that she had both Mike and Rob, Josh at the tell-all. Do you remember that? She was literally going between the two men at the tell-all
and trying to get them both. I remember, because she didn't want to divorce Mike, but then she was
with Josh. And then after Josh was like, we're not together and I don't think it's going to work, then she had another scene afterward with Mike, was like, Mike, we should get back together. And I was like, you literally were just trying to get with Josh two commercial breaks ago. Like, you can't. It's almost like, and it's funny because Jasmine was like, you think that you're so hot and you're better than everyone and you're not. And I was like, see, I hate to be Team Jasmine, but Jasmine really did put her.
I would never thought I'd say that too, but Jasmine was, other than stirring the pot today, Jasmine was on point.
She put her in her place and it was true. Nothing that came out of Jasmine's mouth was lies. It was all true. And Natalie has gotten away with this behavior for too long, and she's disrespectful, she's judgmental, and she's nasty to women. It's true. She has always had something nasty to say about women for no reason, no actual motive. She's just nasty to women. And we kind of saw this with Angela. Angela used to always be nasty to any woman that was younger than her. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Like, anytime there was a woman younger than her in the room, she was really mean. And it comes with insecurity. And I think with Natalie, she's insecure. Well, Josh said it. He was like, anytime there's a pretty woman or a pretty girl anywhere in the vicinity of me or her, she's insecure. And, you know, that's something that she's got to handle on the inside. You got to love yourself before you can get other people or convince other people to love you.
You got to love yourself before you love somebody else.
Yeah, Natalie doesn't love herself at all. She speaks a good game of how she thinks she deserves everything, but I don't think she believes that. Because if she believed that she deserved a good man who loved her and treated her right, she wouldn't be chasing for 3 years a man that she don't even know where he lives. A man that is inviting random girls to his house, but she's never even been to his house. Because that was what got me, because Natalie was like, you chasing after a man that don't even like you. Like, you're the problem. You are alone. You're sad. You're angry. Like, you're the issue. And I was like, damn, Jasmine is my hero right now.
She's a bitter human being towards females. To men, she, Mike, Josh, whoever it was, whatever she wants to get her way with men, she can. Like, and she'll do whatever, and she wears goggles. But to women, she's so disrespectful to them, calling them all these names in the book, treating them like they're beneath her. Like Jasmine said, like, Jasmine took me by surprise today, because I was just like, God dang, she is on point. Oh, she's, Jasmine is saying exactly what I would have said.
I was happy with that. Okay, so Coco Puff, that's an amazing question. I want to know what Natalie does all day besides wait for Josh. Does she work? That is an excellent question. No, she does not work. But what is she doing all day? That is something that we've been wondering this whole time, because, you know, she's been in the U.S. for many, many years, pushing 5, right? Because she's been here for a really long time. What does she do all day? Because she's never once considered getting a job. It's never actually been something that
she drives around chasing Josh.
But she doesn't even know where to find him. She doesn't even. Las Vegas is a huge place when you don't know an address, right? It is a huge place.
If he's posting and it says where it is, like, let's say Caesars, she'll go to Caesars.
Well, okay, so a lot of people said that she wants to investigate his house. So what do you think she means by that? Because, you know, for me, wait, is she divorced yet? As far as I know, the divorce between her and Mike is not finalized. I heard that it wasn't. Did you hear anything different?
I heard that it was, because didn't Debbie gave her the papers to sign and she signed it at the tell-all? Unless I'm making up things.
You have to.
Unless I'm making up things now, like in that.
But the issue with that was, I think you have to sign them in front of a notary. So she would have to get served.
But wouldn't there be a notary on set?
Well, if there was, then that they're good. But without a notary, you can't sign the divorce papers without a witness or a notary. I'm pretty sure it's not even a witness. It has to be a notary.
It would have to be a notary, but
yeah.
We'll have to investigate. We'll investigate.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll investigate. Maybe I'll just ask Mike. I'll send him a message and just ask him, like, hey, do you happen to be married to a woman named Natalie who might be crazy? Yes or no? Just a yes or no question. But I agree. I wonder what she does all day and why. Wait, how does she pay bills? Is it off the show? Yeah, she either uses the money from the show.
Or Josh.
If you remember when she was on The Single Life, Josh was paying her rent and he purchased her a car. And okay, let's play devil's advocate. So if you don't want to be with a woman, it doesn't do you any great deal of good to pay her rent and buy her a car. That's kind of giving the wrong message, right? Right, Gina, or what?
He just wants to keep her around for that booty call. That's all she is, and she doesn't realize it. Take it and go, Natalie.
That's an expensive booty call, because rent in California is very expensive. And then he did buy her a car. The car wasn't that nice. I remember she posted a picture of the car. I'm not going to say it wasn't nice. It was like a Toyota. It was a decent car. It wasn't loud. It didn't have parts falling off. It was okay. He didn't buy her a Range Rover. But I think buying a girl a car and paying her rent is giving her the wrong idea if it's just a booty call. You know, I think in her mind, she's like, if it was just a booty call, he wouldn't be paying my rent. And I think he's not doing him.
And with Gino and Jasmine, like with the sugar, with the sugar baby, it could be the same situation. She's just so dumb. They're not even married, and they're not going to get married. So I don't know what of this,
he don't even
of her magical fantasy world relationship. Hasn't Natalie been married like 3 times?
I think Mike's made it 4, I thought.
Yeah.
She was married 2 times.
3 or 4 times.
Yeah. before. Well, you're right. Maybe two times in her country, one time here, right? I think that's what it was. She was married twice in the Ukraine and then one time here to Mike. So, yeah, I think three times she's been married and divorced. But you're not wrong, though. If she was a smart woman, she would accept a man that she doesn't have to see regularly paying her rent and giving her money and paying for her car. Like, that's Jasmine would switch places with her in a heartbeat, right? Because Jasmine is like, he's paying for everything. Your car was free. Your home is free. He shows up every now and then. And when he does, he gives you money. That sounds like a good situation to be in. Why are you so angry?
Yeah.
Right? Like, why are you so angry?
Because she wants more to it. She wants everything and the relationship status. She wants that status.
She wants to be a wife, but she also wants to be, when you get married, what do you call it when you get half of everything? She wants to have stake in his finances. And I think
like half of his estate.
Right, because you know he has his own business. He makes good money. He has a nice home. He has nice cars. I think she wants that stability of knowing she could have half of his money if she needed it. Because I think,
because he has to pay the support to his like baby mama or wife or ex-wife or whatever other girlfriend he has with kids and his child now.
That is 19. So child support's over for Jen. I think it's just his daughter now. That's a kid still. And from what I heard, his ex, okay, this is a purely alleged. I heard that his ex-wife lives in that house in Vegas. That's why she's never been to it. So I'm not saying that they're still together, but I heard that it's a very beautiful big house.
I can see Natalie calling every woman that walked in Vegas by her path, calling her different names. I'm surprised this one hasn't gotten knocked her teeth in yet.
Well, yes. Yeah. Oh, wait. Cincy the artist says, so she called Sophie a hooker, takes one to know one. It does take one to know one. Right? It does. And don't get me wrong. I'm not a Sophie fan, but that was super disrespectful. The way she was talking to Sophie and everything. I mean, Sophie's not innocent but I like to blame the root of the problem. Josh is the root of the problem. I don't like to blame a woman for a man's bad behavior. He shouldn't have been in her DMs.
You have to admit, Sophie carried herself pretty well tonight. Like,
yeah, she did.
As a mature adult, she carried herself pretty well. This is new for Sophie. This is new for us.
You're right. Sophie usually runs away whenever there's any type of conflict. She stood her ground. She didn't get ghetto or crazy or scream or anything. She didn't run. She did. That's progress, right?
Yeah.
Like I told my bestie, when you stop throwing drinks at people, that's progress. Sophie didn't run away. That was progress. And that is good. That means that she's maturing. But again, Sophie's a kid. She's like Anna.
Yeah, I know.
Right? She's like Anna. You can't expect a ton out of her. She literally was in high school like 5 years
ago.
Like, you can't expect a lot of her.
She told Natalie, let's talk about this. Let's talk about it.
A conversation, right? That's the more mature thing.
Oh, this is coming from an immature child's mouth to an older woman's mouth. Like, I'm like, what? Well, yeah, I was quite shocked.
It shows that she has some maturity in her. It just, does she want to work it out with Rob? Because that was my thing too. Because we already know for the 90-day singles resort in Mexico, Rob was there, right? Let's not be dumb. We know what's going to happen after this show. So it makes me see that she has the level of maturity in her, but she didn't want to work it
out. She doesn't want to apply it. Basically.
Right. This situation is going to apply. Right. And I've been Team Rob for a long time. I think she strung him along longer than he should have stayed waiting on her. So I blame him too, because I'm like, you should have known when y'all got married and then 1 month later she packed up and moved out. You should have known that was a red flag. If she didn't even, after 30 days, she didn't want to work it out and try to figure out what your issues were, you should have divorced her then and sent her ass back. Her and her mom. Her and her mom. Send them back. Send them packing, right? Like, because you noticed her mom flew here for the wedding and never left?
Yeah, because she's never doing left. The same moves as Sophie. They both are, like, two pieces of her pod.
It takes, and a lot of people say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Right. And again, I'm not a Sophie fan, But I'm going to praise Sophie a little bit tonight. Like you said, yep. She was mature. She didn't go grab another glass and launch it at nobody. She acted like a mature woman.
She wasn't even ratchet.
Instead of ratchet. Because it's easy to be ratchet. And then they were calling her ass fake, which again, it might be. But you've seen it, right?
Fake and fake. Whatever.
You know, just like Stacey's ass and boobs. Right. Like, I don't want people to be embarrassed of their work. Like, Stacey and Darcy, they'll tell anybody it's fake and it's mine, but I bought it. You know, like, they don't care. They're not embarrassed. I don't want anyone to deny it.
The only person who has to be embarrassed with the work that was done was Jasmine with the butt implants upside down.
Well, why didn't she go back and make them fix it? Right? Like, because if the doctor admitted that he inserted them upside down, I'd be like, well, fix it. Right? Like, you can't leave them in there. You can go and reverse it, right? And fix it or no.
You probably have to pay more money.
Well, no. If the doctor screwed up, he would have to fix it for free.
Who knows what her motives were to that.
She said it costed $10,000. Did you hear that? She said 10 grand for the boobs, 10 grand for the ass. So she's a $20,000 body. Did you hear that?
Yes. And I read somewhere, or it was just a joke. It was just like, maybe Cara had said it actually last week that she kept the 9 grand. And then she kept all the money. And then the guy she was banging in Panama or whatever. Paid for the rest.
Maybe Dane gave her $10,000, but they actually cost less. Because isn't that what she did to Gino? Dane gave her some, and then she took some. And so, yeah, I think Jasmine is pretty slick. And, you know, if you're getting stuff done in other countries, like I know in Turkey, it's really cheap. Mm-hmm. In Panama, I don't know. I don't know what they charge, but I'm pretty sure $10,000 sounds like an American price.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like what you would pay here. Everything is inflated here. In comparison to like Brazil, Panama, Turkey, and these countries.
America, Asia, Turkey, yeah.
Well, Joda says she needs boob and butt insurance. I don't know any insurance company that would insure that butt.
No.
I don't know. It already looks like it's been in an accident.
Yeah.
Right? It already looks like it's been in an accident. So if they insured it, how much? Because, you know, you can't insure a car that's been totaled already. I feel like her butt already looks like it's been in an accident. Right?
Well, it's funny because, like, my parents were saying that my brother got a root canal done. He stays in Thailand for 6 months at a Topic, but just a comparison, he paid for the root canal like $10.
Wait, stop. $10? I needed one, and my insurance made me pay like $549, and then they paid like $1549. I still had to pay like $549.
Yeah, he paid $10 in Thailand.
So I need to go to Thailand and get my teeth done.
Guess so.
That's insane. Yeah, even with my insurance, they made me pay $549, and then they paid like $1549 or something. I don't know. But it was really expensive because I was like, damn, it's just a root canal. Well, no, it was a root canal. But I had a crown, but that was done another time. No, that was a root canal. I paid five something, and I have insurance. Pretty good insurance, I thought. That's without insurance. That's just $10.
That's just $10 without insurance, because they're not going to cover. Insurance is not going to cover you unless it's a dental emergency, right?
Oh.
So unless, like, it's kind of like when you traveler's insurance, right? Like, the dental portion is only covered to, like, if it is an actual dental emergency. Same with medical, right? It's only covered when you travel if it is an emergency. Root canal wasn't really an emergency. He was just there and thought he'd get it done.
If you say you're in a lot of pain, because I've got an emergency root canal when I was in like really excruciating pain, they let me do it like as an emergency before.
Yeah. But that would be that, like, if you go into the emergency room, then at least that's how it is here, right?
Pineapple, wait, what is she? Hold on, where's that comment?
Insurance in the US is bad.
Yeah, you're right. Nothing is good. It's going to get you either way. Wait, but you said that she's trying to get on Botched. That could be too, because that's where they replace it for free and then put you on TV. You know who was trying to get on Botched? She told me, Nikki Exotica.
She was on there, wasn't she?
Well, I think she said that she tried to get on there and then they didn't air it. Or was she on it? I thought she said it never aired.
She was on it and then they said they're not going to proceed further because she's had enough operations.
Yeah. I remember that. She was going on. I don't remember what it was for. Do you remember what it was for? Was it her nose? I can't remember. But yeah, she got accepted. And I want to say that she filmed some stuff and then they didn't proceed. And I think when that happens, then you have to pay for it. Because they only pay for it if you make it on the air. And I think
I don't know. But I think I remember seeing the episode or the snippets of it or whatnot. But yeah, I can't watch because, it's blood.
Well, yeah, just like it's like my 600-pound life. They do the procedure and it's, oh, you remember when I used to try to watch the Pimple Popper show?
Oh.
I couldn't watch all of it, but I could get through some of it.
I can't. And yet I have 4 tattoos. I can't.
Okay, Pineapple, that's what I heard. She was difficult to work with. That's what I heard. So you heard it too. So more than one person are saying that. They were saying that it was hard to get her to show up to things and to be ready to film. That's what I heard. So I don't know. I know Nikki told me she was like, I was going to be unboxed, but then something happened. And I don't remember our conversation from there. I don't know what she told me exactly, but I know it ended. The end result was she was like, I wasn't on it. Jasmine probably could be on it, though, because her butt looks like it's been botched bad. Her boobs do, too. You know, like they're too spaced out, but I don't know. That might be her preference. I'm talking about my preference here. She might want them that spaced out. I particularly like them to be a little closer together. Like they're friends. Like I don't want them to be like so far away that it looks like they don't get along. Yeah, like or like they're so far away that you think one doesn't like the other. I want them to at least look like they get along. You know how when you're taking a picture and the photographers like act like you like each other? I want the boobs to act like they like each other. Right? Like pretend like you want to be next to each other. Like I feel like they're so far away they act like they don't get along. I don't know if that's okay.
And I think the only people that we have left is like Stacey and Florian. I'm like, where is Florian? I see Stacey.
Oh, were they on? I don't remember them. I know that Stacey was a little bit of the shit starter tonight. But was Florian? You're right, Florian.
No, that's what I put in my notes. Was he even at the club? And then I saw him. And I'm like, he was stopping there. That fight with Jasmine and Natalie. And it's just like, just seem like background characters. Florian, I was just like, where are these people?
Like it's funny because Stacey's main gripe is that he's a partier and he goes out, and then at the club nobody noticed him. Because I feel like I don't know Florian personally, but I feel like he's probably not the person that walks in the club and is like buying everyone drinks and standing on the bar and doing karaoke. I feel like that's not Florian's personality. No. So I don't know how much I believe that he's out being Mr. Social, because I feel like Florian barely talks to Stacey. So who is he really being that sociable with?
I don't know. It was like finding where's Waldo. I was trying to find him in the background. I'm like, where are these people?
He was
like, I always saw Stacey with that whole Jasmine. I was just like, where are these two people? What are they doing?
That scene is how Florian has always been. Because, you know, I watch all of the shows, Darcy and Stacey. Mm-hmm. And Florian has always been quiet.
Yeah.
And in order to get them to get good footage with Florian, they would have to pull teeth to get him to interact, to participate, to do anything. He's just quiet. He's not. The funny part is he's funny, but it's facial expressions that make him funny. It's not really him talking. It's the way he looks at people.
Yeah.
Like when Stacey starts talking and he's like what's wrong with you? Right? He's like, what's wrong with you?
Most Europeans, we can't hide expressions really well because that's basically how we express ourselves, is by voice and by our facial expressions.
That's my favorite thing. I think I tweeted the other day, I was like, I've never seen anyone with more confusion in their face than Florian. Every time I see him, he's looking at somebody confused, like trying to figure out why they're like this. And I feel like he's so judgmental, but he doesn't even realize he's judgmental. It's just his face, right? Because
I think he thinks every American is kind of crazy. No offense. I'm not calling everybody crazy over
here. I think he does.
I'm just thinking. That's what he's thinking. That's his point of view and his perspective.
Let's be real. He showed up here and the first two people he met was Darcy and Stacey. So what do you think he thinks about us? You know, like he shows up here, right? And the first two people he sees when he gets off the plane are Darcy and Stacey. He already thinks we're crazy. I guarantee you. And then he spent 4 years filming a TV show with these two people. So you know he thinks that we are nuts, right? Because he probably thinks all of us are like that. We're all high strung and weird and crazy and scream and cry and cry on camera with no tears. He thinks we're all like that. So I can't blame him. I started liking him like second season of Darcy and Stacey when he would just look at them. They would be out doing whatever and he'd just stand there like, why are you like this? It almost was like he would question, like, how did I get here? You know how you're in a situation and then you like are above your body and you're looking down and you're like, well, how did I end up here? And it's like out of body experience. I feel like Florian goes through that on a daily basis. Like he's with his wife and he's like, how did this happen?
What decisions
that I make that brought me here, right? Like, what is this? Okay, so we're gonna end tonight. I watched like 15 minutes of, maybe less, of Between the Sheets, and so far I hadn't seen anything new, but I'm gonna finish it.
Same. I'll just wait for your recap.
If there's anything new and worth discussing, we'll discuss it. But otherwise, from what I saw, the time that I saw, it was just them reacting to the same scenes that we saw.
Yeah.
There was no unaired scenes or nothing that they showed.
It was basically the same reactions as my own. So just
your opinion. Yeah. I reacted usually the same way as them.
Because theirs is filtered and like, you know, and probably scripted and I don't care what they say and ours are not.
Well, yeah, we can be real and say how we really feel. They have to be a little bit fake and biased and nice.
Yeah.
We don't have to be nice.
No.
We don't have to be. We're not on their payroll. We don't have to worry about what Sharp has to say. So we're going to say how I feel. All right. So we missed Kara tonight. She's working late again. So I just wanted to shout out her job. Shame on y'all. Shame on you.
Yes.
But we love you, Kara. Well, we hope
we
to
love
have you back
Kara.
Soon.
Yes.
Make sure you're following Gina. I'm going to tag her in this video. Make sure to follow me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere get your podcast, type in The George Massey Show. And sometime this week, I'm going to be releasing the Kyle Gordy interview. He and I are going to figure out which date, but I'm going to post another snippet tomorrow of something else crazy that he said during this interview. If you didn't see what he said today, it's on my story, but I'm going to post that interview soon, and then there's going to be a string of interviews coming. So when I say that, it's quite a few. And if you're one of my subscribers on Instagram, you'll get to watch them a day early before everyone else, and then everyone else will get them the next day. So if you subscribe to me on Instagram, you get to watch and listen to them earlier. So thank you for that, everybody. Thanks for staying up late with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas if I don't see you guys next week.
Oh yeah, Merry Christmas. If we end up not here next week, it's a possibility, not knowing what's going on in everybody's life. So if you have a lot going on or family in town, have a Merry Christmas.
I'll be on a plane on Sunday and Monday.
Safe travels. I'm excited for you for your vacation.
Me too. But I'll miss you guys. I'll miss all of you guys. So
we will too. We can't wait to have you back, but have fun. Yeah. All right. Have a good night. Bye.
Good night.